Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale, bro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, ha. We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police fucking at me. But you can't do nothing to the heat.
Broke. I'm smoking bomb ass weed.
point and gang tight. Me sucking Bogart strapped up the same night. Got problems in hand to make motherfuckers see me. These niggas is jealous, too deep in their hearts, they wanna be me. And now you got me right beside you, hoping you listen. I catch you paying attention to my business as a rider.
She resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery. Now it's family over every, cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind. RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize.
I'm acting spooky, just like in the movie. Son, you better pack your toolie. Niggas switch, be acting fruity, you'll be cracking like they pookie. Rather smoke a doobie than be burning and eluding. Bang bang, pig shooting, we should blame Rudy Julie. Yanny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system, you a gangster wearing panties. RBG my family, from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me, Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system, we say fuck 'em. This is for Nahanda, Mama C, Mama Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier, cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, I'm reporting in the duty.
Sticky icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVino, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey Donald Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch nigga like the cootie.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we could do this like we fam. I go to war like the Apache for whatever. I stay ready, I learned that in Tallahassee. Robertune, they used to school me as a juvie. Skipping classes, never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army, they don't always show they badges. Keep your family living healthy, teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical approach is designed to get certain results. It's designed to keep you alive. It's designed to bring about victory.
In world news today, officials decree that rapper Brad Jordan, alias Scarface, must be stopped. After being monitored by Secret Service agents for 2 years, evidence leads tobacco and firearms officials to believe that his literally dope lyrics promote drug usage and distribution. The great women influence gambling, promote and teach violence, and more importantly, it's influencing our minors and destroying our communities. Officials say he's the lord of underground rap. Him and his music must be stopped.
We got this whole motherfucker on the mission. Now the whole entire world has gotta try to come up with a quick decision. They claim we threats to society, and now they calling on the government to try to make somebody quiet for the bullshit they done to me. Gangsta Nip Spice warned that Tupac never gave a gun to me. So gangsta rap ain't done shit for that. I've even seen white folks from River Oaks go get to get. So why you trying to kick them dust up? America's always been known for blaming us niggas, but they fucked us. And we were always considered deep. Now they're trying to bust our only code of communicating with our people. Let's beat the game from a different angle. Matt Dillon pulled his pistol every time him when someone tangled. So why you criticize me for the shit that you see on your TV? That trick's worse than TG. Just bring your ass to where they got me, so you can feel the hand of the dead body.
Nigga, don't believe that song. That nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long.
So now they're trying separation and sending black folks in white coats to infiltrate our congregation. Tapping into our conversation, taking the message that they get, bring forth wrong premeditation. So David's got a silver man. While listening to Brad, David gets pissed and killed his dad. David Duke's got a shotgun. So why you get upset? Cause I got one. A chest kid, a sass kid, a nigga got his ass kicked. Shot in the face by a cop, closed casket. An open and shut situation. Cop gets got, they wanna blame it on my occupation. If you don't dig me, then nigga you can sue me. Cause the shit that I be saying ain't worse than a Western movie. Don't blame me, blame your man, got it. So you can feel the hand of the dead body.
Nigga don't believe that song, that nigga's wrong.
You better free your mind before I free my nine and stop fucking with these void of pop. I feel my hot rocks like bang, boom, boom, ping, ping. I'm the black, white boys got a magazine and don't know how to act. I attack and make you vomit. Down with Khaled, I do my homic. Dewey got a brother, I'm McNair. I'm the illest. Wanna kill this house nigga, Don Cornelius. Can you feel this? You punk niggas make me sick. Sucking on the devil, dick, scared of revolution. Need to start douching. Houston is the place. I caught a case. The motherfuckers tried to put a scar on my face. but I bust two times to the guts. Knew the Reverend Calvin bust, got a pair of nuts. I started this gangster shit in 86, now you're dissing me for publicity. Isn't he a hoe to the third degree? Who me? I'm a G that like to scrap a lot, down with rap a lot, and I can't stop, won't stop. So fuck Bill and Hillary, Ice Cube, it ain't no killing me. Ice Cube, Scarface, dropping it on sellout ass niggas.
Nigga don't believe that song, that nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long. Nigga don't believe that song, that nigga's wrong. Gangsters don't live that long.
Black power, black power, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in tonight to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. We are coming to you live here in the belly of the beast in America, KKK. Tonight, as usual, brothers and sisters, will not only be informative, but it will most definitely be thought-provoking. We are broadcasting all over the planet Earth, sending a special shout out to our brothers and sisters in the mother continent of Africa and all as many countries that are listening tonight, as it is indeed the late night hour in that part of the planet. Shouts out to everyone that's listening in the UK, in Central and South America, in the Caribbean Islands, the Pacific Islands, Australia, China, Europe. All of these different places that are popping up, Russia, on the switchboard, sending a shout-out most definitely to all of our brothers and sisters in Canada and those of you in Mexico and that are right here with us in the belly of the beast in America, KKK. Black Power salute to all of you. And thank you for continuing to support the new Black Panther Party against all odds. So many haters from the outside of the government to the with the counterintelligence, as we call it, the COINTELPRO program, to the haters that's been slinking around us, which we call the NegroTELPRO. You know, all of these obstacles and forces, distractions, can't stop the revolutionaries, nor the revolutionary work of the new Black Panther Party. Tonight, we have our national spokesman hosting the show tonight, and he chose a very Black powerful topic. Black Power, Brother Malik Maumau. Very powerful topic you got here, America's Merciless Unforsaken Rituals on Black Bodies. America's Merciless Unforsaken Rituals on Black Bodies. Not only is that a heavy topic, it's very timely. So without further ado, sounds like your mic is sounding good. I'm going to go ahead and Black pass power. The mic to you, King. Black Power, Black Power. Let's rock and roll.
Black Power. Black Power, Black Power. Black Power. Black Power, I salute you, dear Queen, my chairwoman, national rightful hair of the new Black Panther Party. NewBlackPantherParty.org. I salute you for all the mighty work that you do. I'm ecstatic as always. I had the opportunity to be here tonight. It's an honor to be able to speak to the nation of God's people. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to be able to speak to the chosen people, those spirits in the shadow, those who don't even know they're blessed. Those of us who don't even know what we consist of, to have reveal the truth and dealt power within ourselves, the knowledge of selves yet, but may be listening and seeking to understand a deeper in-depth knowledge of self, but also understanding self, we must understand enemy, because listening or knowing our enemy is next to knowing thyself. Black Power, Black Nation. Black Power across the planet. Black Power in the diaspora. Black Power to the Black Motherland. Black Power to all the Aboriginal people and of color people around the planet. We're looking at the continuation and the consistency of wickedness. But as usual, due to the fact that I know the psychological effects that have bewoven our people have been trickling on us for over 1,000 years and more effectively the last 400 to 500 years. And it's going to take more than just 4 years to come up out of this. So we got to use what we have to help reveal the veil that's been pushed on our eyes so that we can see where we need to be. So with that, I had a quick one tonight that I wanted to read from the Sun Paper, from Ezekiel. We were going to Ezekiel 3. Was it 3 and 1? Most of us might be familiar with the title of it being a time for everything or a time for anything. But it reads, it says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven, to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. It's a time to search and a time to give up. It's a time to keep, time to throw away. It's a time to tear, and it's a time to mend. It's a time to hate, and it's a time for peace. And in reference being a dispensation, a sequence, a measure of unrefutable, unreversible periods of existence, a time for the black man and woman and child in the hills of North America, on the blessed continent, heavenly part of the earth, Mother Africa, to South America, throughout the diaspora, to Australia, to Asia, Indian Island, the melanated people of this planet have continued to catch hell . The Quran has a verse that says slaughter is worse than oppression. I mean, it's bad to be slaughtered, because to be slaughtered means to not even put up an effort. It's walking to the gas chamber. It's like the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad mentioned one time, if it was a bomb dropping from the sky and you knew that it was going to wipe out anything, to attempt not to do anything is still suicide. Time, separated by the measurement that cannot be given back or given back. There has only been a time for suffering for those of us original people of the planet. There has only been time for mourning. We have never been on schedule with the proper timing. Old or ancient African proverbs, the wisdom of the elders. There's no hell that you're going to suffer if you do not stop your enemy from cracking your head. Your Bible tells you that prayer without works is dead. Without works is dead. God in the Bible, the Quran, or the Torah has never came and just wiped out people without sending the angels, which were men or armies of men, to go handle that business themselves. He freed the children of Israel, yet God gets all the credit for freeing the children of Israel. The original Hebrews in the scripture or the story was freed by the hands of God, and yet man did the work. Moses pulled it off. Once you got that certain independence, your independence would consist of geological freedom, having your own land, your own resources, milk and honey. 40 years to obtain it, because God wasn't just making it fall out of the sky, like they say manna was coming out of the sky. They had to go get it. Joshua had to go and get it. The rituals of black bodies being sacrificed across the world and on display in that which would be one of the, or the hypocritical proclaimed greatest country in the world, to have black people all over the continental United States of America plea out year after year. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. It wasn't 1 week ago. It wasn't even 5 days ago. Here we are. We have Biden giving recognition to the protection to the officers who are already protected with body armor, who is already protected with 223s and 5.56 ammunition, 40 calves, and whatever else they need, training. Tested and approved by taxpayers. When Obama was in office, Obama Negro was in office, he passed laws to protect the blue code. Nothing against protect individual lives. We have nothing against, I have nothing against protecting individual lives or lives being protected. But I have a strong objective against those who object against the flesh of black people's lives being protected and taking it for granted. It was a time, and it is a time for everything. Amir Locke, who was just murdered in Minneapolis a couple of days ago. You're not turning on the news and hearing a new case about a European who was slayed by the hot metals that tore through his flesh and ended the time which could not be given back or granted back. And the world is expect, or the Negro is expected to say, okay, that is acceptable because that was the law doing its job. vibe, and we have to chop it up as a loss, because he had a weapon. Even though he had a weapon and the weapon was legal, even though the apartment they were searching may have been unidentified as one of their targets, which we already know he was identified as one of, not being one of their targets. But not only that, you have 8, 9, 5, 6, 3, 4, even 1 or 2 people have entered with the element of surprise. You have people that are in the war that is capable of shooting the highest grade ammunition possible, up to weapons we can't even use in civilian. It's illegal in continental governments, especially the United States. But you have countries at war, hostile war, cold war, proxy war, hot walls, lukewarm war, walls you don't even know war. And yet, if they want to, they can go in and they still take POWs. You still end up getting people captured and brought in and held hostage. Special unit cannot go in with the intentions to bring back alive what they would consider to be a defendant who by law should be innocent until the law has already condemned him to be guilty, unless there was a secret court already held without his permission or nor our, the community, permission, in which he was already condemned as they would in the wild, wild west, dead or alive. It was obvious and courageous how the black or the dark-skinned conclusion that no matter how much you attempt to advocate, we must do something better. They will only give you tokens, and they will use you. And salute to the forerunners who have continued to work to expose the workings of the sellouts, so that those who they have intentions on molding to be sellouts will quickly identify the pit the devil is setting to turn you against your people, use you against your people, and set you up, and then leave you as bad meat for your people to devour. As Messy Jesse. Police cover up is the motto and the order of the day, the code of blue. It should be illegal. It should be a violation, a civil violation, for there should even not even be a police union. I said it. It should be illegal to have a unionized support to protect at its will and its interest one of its brethren based on what may have been or have been a civil violation to the people, a human violation to the people. Or at any time there's a loss of limb, life, or property, police union, if should be a union, should only be there to protect him from his job of the internal affairs that take place on his job, other than that which is committed and atrocities committed against the community and the people at large. For it is the people at large that pay his salary. You don't need a union.
Let the people be the union to determine if a police is even worthy in serving in their community. If the police can, if the people is will snitch and tell you who's selling drugs in their community, I'm sure enough they will tell you who will be worthy enough to serve their community without you coming in there shooting it up. It isn't about that, because look at the state of Louisiana, and it is a track record. It is a bona fide track record. It ain't nothing that anyone can get up there and legislate and try to preach to the people to push at the next poll or the next election, because the next election is garbage, just like the last election was garbage and the election that got Obama in office was garbage. We're dealing with a human crisis. As the sisters continue to let it be known, we're dealing with a genocide. The same people that sit back and mock the human crisis around the world, and then again they sit up and tap toes with the people that would murder Palestinians with weapons that would be considered against the Geneva Convention and anything else that you consider that will be illegal against any particular type of people. Louisiana, every time there's an officer, many cases, shot defendant in the back, allegedly, running away. If it was no press, no push, it was no release. And it just was what it was. Whether he stole a bag of tater chips out the store, or whether he snatched the $100 out the drawer because the attendant walked away and wasn't paying attention. But he took a bullet in the back and wasn't firing back, may or may not have a weapon. Whether the weapon was in, whether he may have never even drawn the weapon, but there's hundreds of cases of it. Throughout the penal system, it's thousands of cases of it. Thousands of cases of it in the penal system throughout the state of Louisiana. Thousands of cases. Thousands. Show you it's a ritual that has played out. Because when you look at the Ronald Green, when you look at the brother Ronald Green, when you look at this man, Ronald Green, when you look at this brother Ronald Green, when you look at this man, this human being, this melanated flesh, who under any other normal circumstances would had not been treated in the same light. For the simple fact that allegedly he led the police on, or he led the state police, because any incident that takes place throughout the state, if it becomes political or hostile or anything involving officers, the state automatically takes over. The state police does its investigation. And the state police operates just like the federal operate once they take over the case. You never hear any information about it. Months pass. And months pass. I assure you, you will not hear one crack of it. The family will not hear one word from it. The lawyer will tell the family. These things take time because of the same rhetoric that they gave you until they start. They're probably cooking up something new now to tell you, other than these things take time because we don't want to miss anything. They're coming up with a new pitch to sell. They're coming up with a new propaganda because they just got called out by two black activists using that today. We don't want to hear that shit. Excuse my language. They didn't say excuse their language, and they was really on national television. And they said it like they said it, and they meant it. They asked a serious question. Why did they display this brother's gun like he was a criminal when they didn't display the gun that killed him? His gun was never aimed toward any officer. He was not even up all wet. He was wrapped up in a blanket. He was rolled up, balled up in a blanket. This is a young brother. This is how I would see one of my young children as being young little kids, balled up in the living room watching TV, cartoons, eating cereal, wrapped up in the blanket, playing the game, watching television, wrapped up in the blanket, completely out of it. And they know when to come because they are masters when they come. They know when to catch it off guard because they've been listening to everything been going on around allegedly. This is how they operate. So they come 3 hours in the morning when they know you out. But in some occasions, they have got so sophisticated to where they get to working with the tenants of the building. Yeah, we get a key from them. We know them good. My uncle owns the joint. Son-in-law runs it. We could just give them the room number.
That sounds like some straight Ku Klux Klan shit. Straight Ku Klux Klan shit.
This is always the case. Don't never think this ain't back. Look at the language. We're going to get deeper into this, but take note and make note. Because this ain't new. You know it ain't new, but let's go ahead and fire it up. This is exactly what it is. And this is a culture. This is a ritual. This is
The same thing just happened about 2 weeks ago the same thing happened in Las Vegas. A little 13-year-old brother was on his couch sleep, and the police came in there and shot him up. Because when people start talking about the Amir Locke case, I thought they was talking about the little brother that happened to in Vegas. I'm going to tell you his name in just a minute. But the same thing, they went in, he was on his couch sleep, and they went into his house and shot him up, and then couldn't find out anytime they was at the wrong address. In less than 1 month, this has happened twice. It's a ritual, right. Just like you said, a ritual.
You see, it don't matter if he would have had 20 rifles, because nothing was accused of being out of the legal limit. 100 pounds of tannerite, nothing, it was not illegal. But you came there as he was wrapped up. You already got 5 or 6 of them surrounding him while he's on the little connectional social. He out of it. You got him just where you want him. You kicked him and started him. And he wake up looking. And he got 4 or 5 and lights and everything in his face. And he ain't showing. He don't know. You came all the way in on him. He ain't heard nothing thus far. You know not to wake nobody. All y'all been through some type of camp, boot camp or training. You know you don't wake nobody up. You don't go up by, you tap them on the feet or something like that. You wake them up in a certain type of way. Even if you don't expect them to grab nothing. You don't walk in and kick and get up. And you were violating their space with no respect. And we know by the language how you approach. Because in every scenario where you see what they do, in many cases we don't see what they do because a lot of times people just pay their tickets, go to jail, pay their fine, pay the cost, suffer the consequences. They have nobody to help them fight, be mad as hell, just have to deal with it, move or go on with their life, you know. But
his name was Tyree Williams. This happened on January the 13th. His name was Tyree Williams. Yep. Isaiah Tyree Williams. 19-year-old. I stand corrected. He was 19-year-old regardless. He says man fired 18, they fired 18 shots at this little boy.
Mm.
And they lied. They lied and said he opened fire when they broke in. He was actually on the couch asleep, lying on the sofa. When the police said they were looking for somebody named a 23-year-old, somebody else with a totally different name. This is a ritual, bro. How does it compare with the Amir Locke case? How does it compare with Breonna Taylor and her being asleep? How does it compare with the little sister in Dallas that was in her house and they came in and shot? Showing you that.
Put their sister in arm's way. They create a situation. It could be a cell phone where you could be reaching and grabbing. You know what I'm saying? But what would anybody do? Now, what if he would label two? What if he would have been asleep with vests and everything on, and he was just the sharpest shooter in the business? You see what I'm saying? And what if y'all would have just came in, he would have just got up and took one or two, but then he would have put a bullet through each and every one of y'all cranium. If he would have done that, where would he be today? And then he would have pulled up the door and called the police and say, I just murdered somebody that may be police or may be a prosecutor or impersonator of the police. I don't know, but it's seven of them and they're all in here dead. And I need to get the real police down here because it's a situation we all need to talk. Because I don't know what's going on. They're in my house, and I don't know, and I ain't opening the door for nobody else till the police get here. And I hear sirens outside, and I see cars pulling up outside the window. Other than that, I ain't opening the door. And anybody else move, get shot. If that would have happened, it would have been a different story. But this man wrapped up in a blanket. You walk in on this man. You shoot this man up. You kick the sofa. You put yourself in position. If it was a weapon on the coffee table or anywhere laying in front of him, like the average person in these days, because you don't know. You traveling. You's a young brother. You live in Dallas. You know it's dangerous. People try to take what other people got all the time. It's tax season. I need to protect myself and my family. That's why we do this, because it's crazy. You got white folks and they police and everybody kicking in your door, killing you for no reason. You have to be careful. So the brother was being careful. But you don't have to come. It's too many ways to deal with these situations. These situations to deal with, bring them out dead or alive, because we going in. And when they come in or whenever they pull you over, you hear their language. You hear the hostility. Like, I wish, this is the hostility. You feel it. You could be coming from church, right? They don't know. You could be coming from church on a Friday night, a Saturday night, you know, a church, you can feel the hostility. Like, I wish you could feel it coming off. It'll be going through your mind. You can feel them saying, I wish you motherfuckers would. Say anything. Don't ask me why I pulled you over. You know you wouldn't speak. And she'll be sitting over there, baby, just come. Don't. Because you feel the energy. And they back each other. Because look at this situation in Louisiana with Ronald Green. This situation happened around the time that we were dealing with George Floyd. And like the sister just mentioned, this young brother, what's his name, Sister Christian? We'll get her back on and get that name. But
Isaiah Tyree Williams.
You see? Isaiah Tyree Williams. This is a situation that's happened before a couple of weeks, a few days before. Brother Locke situation took place. And one situation in most cases always overshadows others, depending on where the support is or where the people. And you got, the thing is, you have people who want to deal with all these situations. And a lot of people and a lot of real soldiers be pushing a lot of these situations. And much support to all the families that's going through some of these situations. Some we have heard of, some we are not hearing of. You know what I'm saying? That even be going on as we speak, that may not even break wind until another year, 2 years down the line, because of the smooching that takes place on the part of the state. And the part that I mean is, like, it's something that takes place in America ever since the Reconstruction period, ever since they ended the Reconstruction period, and it's been an underground, an underworking, an underhand society, a white league, a Ku Klux Klan. It's been a white brotherhood, a white nationality, a white right. It was a Dixiecrat, but it's been a white superiority and a deep black hatred rooted in cutting of your flesh, your ears, cutting off your fingers, cutting out your eyeballs, selling and buying body parts from torture, these are rituals of evil people. It is in them. In Louisiana, black motorist Ronald Green pulled over by state troopers. Police pulls him over. He ends up going to the hospital, Glenwood Medical Regional in the Twin Cities, Monroe, West Monroe. He went into the Glenwood of West Monroe, Northeast Louisiana. High speed chase with the police. He went to Glenwood. They told the doctor he had a crash. That's it. The family was notified that he had a high-speed chase, and he died in a crash. Recently, well, more currently, we found out, but recently, the governor of Louisiana just found out, may have been aware or was made aware that he also knew about, or maybe even more about, the incident that took place with Ronald Green than the family initially even knew more earlier than anyone else.
The night of, huh?
Yeah, because if we analyze it and take the time to realize it, we can really supervise it. Because what we're looking at is there was a text message sent directly from Kevin, the head of the state police, Louisiana State Police, the troopers, Texas Rangers of Louisiana. The Louisiana State Troopers. District or region else, Northeast Louisiana, eventually came out to substantiate some of the information that was identified by the governor. And what was identified by the governor? In the particular text message, that there was a such and such motorist in which died by crash. But also.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Listen,
listen.
Hold on. Let me see.
That was a conclusion. But ultimately, not only did he just die or have a crash, but it was also had a violence to the police.
Yeah, I just said it to you.
Prior to the dying. Because he couldn't have the altercation after he crashed and died. But this is how it was sold. It was sold simply as a crash. And it was ad-lib that there was also or perhaps a short struggle.
I just sent you the exact message that the Helen State Police sent the governor hours of this happening.
Right. And this is actually what I'm talking about, but I was actually going into it without actually reading the whole text. But this is actually what I'm going into. This is not my word, and I'm not going to paraphrase it. Matter of fact, let me not even try to paraphrase it any further. Let me go ahead on and give it to you verbatim to show and prove where the governor may have knew more about the kid's situation prior to what happened to Ron Green before the family did, because the family wasn't even quite sure of any altercation ever taking place. But here in this text, it reads, "Good morning, and FYI." And to me, that kind of sounds like a continuation from abbreviation. But it says, "Early this morning, troopers attempted to stop a vehicle in Ouachita Parish. The driver fled through two parishes in excess of 110 miles an hour, eventually crashing. Troopers attempted to place driver under arrest, but a violent..." So I don't want to add to and take away from the important, or as they would say, let me take my time with this so we don't rush anything, because I don't want to add nothing, I don't want to take nothing from it. But let me go ahead and say, but a violent, lengthy struggle took place after some time struggling with the suspect, which it let us know it was a violent and lengthy. It was a long lynching. It was a good one. This one here was a good one. He didn't bleed out right away. It was a violent, lengthy struggle took place after some time struggling with the suspect. Troopers were joined by Union Parish deputy, that's the county, and were able to take the suspect into custody. EMS was summoned to assist the suspect injuries. Now, remember, it was a violent and lengthy struggle between the two.
After the suspect crashed. So, if somebody crashed, you don't know what kind of...
They say he crashed.
Right.
Now, this is what they're telling the governor. This is not what they told the press. This is not what they told the family. This is not what was reported to anyone. Can't no citizen say they heard or saw this or read this in the paper or the news reported this, or could no media outlet give you this information. This was days after the incident. He said it was a violent and lengthy struggle. It said that it was also joined by other deputies from the county, the parish. It said then that once they was able to get him into custody after more than three plus, which by video we know for a fact that it was about, it looked like eight or nine, It say EMS was summoned to assess the suspect injuries. It says the suspect remained battered but became unresponsive shortly after EMS arrived. So once they got him restrained, obviously they jumped straight into the EMS was called to deal with him because of his injury. Now you got two troopers, or at least more than two troopers, at least two troopers. And you also have deputies or county sheriffs, officers, deputies has also joined in. Mind you, he drove through two parishes. So, and he's the states behind him. So, if you got a couple troopers on you, and you're going through two passes, you're going to have so many from the pass on the first pass. As soon as you get to the other pass, you're going to have almost half of everybody that's nearly available waiting. Okay? Shortly after that, let me get to reading it. I don't want to paraphrase it. EMS was summoned to assess the suspect injuries. The suspect remained combative but became unresponsive shortly before EMS arrived. So in other words, he was a long, lengthy struggle took place. You telling me this. A long, lengthy struggle took place. Y'all was on him. The other boys came and got on him. Y'all finally got him together. He still, you mean you got there. Now what could mean he was still come back? What else do you have to report to me after you got him in handcuffs? It ain't nothing else you need to let me know about nothing else. The only thing you got to do is let me know you got him in handcuffs. Well, what you did is you let me know you got him under control and he still was come back. How much more come back could he have been once you got him restrained? For you to mention that he was still combative. But right before EMS arrived, he was unresponsive shortly before EMS arrived. So in other words, he was DOA. When EMS got there, he was already dead. This man dead. What did he call us for? Y'all called him after he was already dead. After y'all had already beat his black flesh to a pulp. And he was a light-skinned brother. High-light-skinned brother. He was one of them high-light red-skinned brothers. One of them Louisiana red brothers.
And then they lied and said the man told her when he was sent to the hospital, said he had died in a car wreck. And the doctors said, no way. The doctor said, no way. This ain't no car wreck.
Ain't no way. It ain't no way. These are facts. This is what we're talking about. Now, you can look at what's taking place in Minnesota, and you can look at what just happened was wrong, bro, and you can look at how the politicians still playing politicians, and you can look at what they still doing. You can look at how they still holding the line for their own. And look at what we're telling you right now. And look, I'm telling you, let's pay attention to this, because he backtracked everything. The ancestors has made a way for them to lie. And people say, hold on, wait a minute, not so fast. Because now what I'm telling you now don't exist other than what is being told to the governor. Only remember the fact that I just told you the only thing happened was the brother had a high-speed spade chase with the post-state police. He had a crash. He took him to the hospital, to Glenwood Medical Regional Hospital in West Monroe, Louisiana. The family was informed that he died from the crash. No one knows this right now but the government. It said the suspect was later pronounced dead at the hospital. But the truth of the matter, and why was he dead and pronounced dead at the hospital? Because you know they all tapping toes under the table. Who don't know that? who don't know that. The only time they expose one is when they got to. If they ain't got to, they ain't going to. This is how he rocked. This is what he was told. And he said, we are investigating the suspect's death.
He know that he know for he knew for a fact that the man was violently beaten. Violently.
It was a literally and violently
and pronounced dead. And look at and what was the governor's response?
But the head the cap the sky cap the capstone was if he had a crash. And then go on into everything else. So when they report
the
crash, when they report and the news started to report he died from a crash, he know exactly what they talking about. But this is not it.
Right.
At this time, he the only one know this. The family is
right.
Trying
only,
to
and his
out
response
and
is,
find out. This is what happened. They say, okay, you can come get the body. Now, when the family get the body, guess what they got? They got the car. They got the vehicle. Okay, they got to go through Act of Congress to get the car. But when they get the car, they look over the damages of the car. You look at the vehicle.
A four inch dent.
It got some rubble, rabble, some dents that may have happened during the high speed chase when the police get behind you and try to bulldog you off the road because it was in the quarter panel. It was in the back of the vehicle
right.
In the quarter panel. It was in the back part of the vehicle, was dented up on one side of the vehicle. But they said it was a crash, and the only crash was him running off the road. It wasn't a crash like no in the front of the vehicle like you hit a tree. The damage
right.
Was on the back of the side. The crash was them running
on
him off
the
road.
Side.
When they
That's
ran
right.
him off the road and they got him where they wanted him, that was the only crash. And the video, and the thing about this, because it ain't no video footage. Let me remind you, there is no video footage either. This is 2019. There is no video footage. And like I say, you also had George Floyd overshadowing this.
You talking about no video footage of them running them off the road, is what you're saying.
Right. At this time, that's all they got. That's all we got. That's all anybody got. This is the only thing that happened. But you know what they got? They got a vehicle that's not even hardly damaged, but they got to figure out he crashed. Like, they would expect, like, him to been ran head on to a tree. So, you know, you drive 110 miles an hour. That's fast. But you hit something, it's over with just about. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't telling me it ain't that type of crash. It ain't like you hit a tree and boom, the whole front end, like the transmission sitting in the motor and the motor sitting in the back seat. You know, and you like all over the whole front seat, part of the back seat, and some of the trunk. It ain't that type of accident. It looked like a used vehicle, then like some quarter panel, then like somebody try to get some quick insurance money, you know. Oh, it was just some old damage. You can take that whole quarter panel off, put a new one on there, you got a whole brand new vehicle. Or just knock them dents out, smoothing it out, it's good to go. Ain't nothing wrong with the vehicle. Nothing. So this is not it. So at the same time, they got to deal with that, though. But they also got to deal with the fact that you got 2-3 cuts in the top of your head. You fresh cut and player, suave, right? Got cuts all in fresh gash. It's still good white meat. You might not be bleeding out of it at the time. You still looking at fresh cut in the head, white meat. You still looking at black eyes and swollen faces and fractured ribs and swollen. You light skin, high yellow red all over the body. Not dark in some place, all over. Real fresh bruises, all I'm talking about beat, like beat. Your whole face, you can tell, was all bloody. But ain't none of that blood in the car. Ain't none of that on the steering wheel. But this is all you got. So thanks. And we give praises for the families that have to continue to fight, to go through this here, to get that recognition. Well, keep fighting to get that recognition because it's significant, because what we're dealing with is a ritual that needs to be unearthed by our people to realize there ain't nothing fair in this system for us. We need our own everything. These devils, listen to what the hospital said. Oh, and this is what they had. Once they get the hospital records, they get the hospital records because they won't know what the doctor got to say about, because they say he died at the hospital. So how you say he died, doc? In the doctor reports says, well, when they brought him there, they told him he died in a car crash. But when the doctor looked at all the blood force and the bruises, you know, he kind of wanted to see what the car looked like. You know what I'm saying? And he looked at all the people. Well, what made him want to see that was the fact that he saw the police prongs or the taser prongs still hanging out of his back. So the family got this now. Hold up. What are you doing with taser prongs hanging out of his back? Why he got taser prongs hanging out of his back if he just died in the crane? The doctor said it don't add up. From Glenn Woodbury, he said, man, and he had enough integrity of the law and concern about his personal well-being and enough common sense to know that now is not the time to be going down with some bullshit like that.
To be a part of a conspiracy for murder like the government.
Don't even add up. This man got prongs still hanging out the back of his back. The family pissed off. I'm not finna sign off on this. It don't add up. What you mean? I don't understand it. You get somebody else to understand it, but I don't. Now, did y'all beat him and shoot him with the prongs before he jumped in the car and took off and then had to crash and die? So, but now they have this. And remind you, there is no video. Because every time the state of police take over, you never hear nothing else by anything else ever, 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 ever else again. Ever. Until they decide to disclose it. And they'll say whether yay or nay. And they may explain some, or they'll let some professional get out there and explain the probabilities of why the yay may have been. They close it, that's it. But the doctor said it don't make sense and it don't add up. But then through AP and the consistency and the steadfast of the family ride for their loved ones, like a people needs to ride for our people. So like we listening to the mothers and the fathers, like we listening to the mother and father Trayvon and so many other beyond, you see what I'm saying? And until now, saying that she has also likewise championed the mothers and the parents who have lost loved ones at the grim reality of how it may feel, but still yet never thought that she herself may be going through that. But if she would have, how much more energy she would have or could have put into our work. Not saying they wasn't, because I believe they may have been doing some great work already. These are assassinations on many of our young great men and women. Don't make no mistake about that. They take privilege in doing that. And this Hanneman, this guy, he's another one of your Kaisers. That's why he was hiding his identity that was dealing with Amari. I mean, in Minnesota. Because you're dealing with another Kaiser, another Zionist. He's one of those Sellermans, Lettermans, Bilderberg money, Tatanaberg money, you know, Winterberg money, Summerberg money, Winterfall money. You know, they, he one of those. So he's justified. It'll be a long, strenuous fight. But what do the federal government step in? They operate just like the state do. But as we say, even then we knew, the governor knew, that it was a struggle or some confrontation, even which it was mentioned to have been a violent, long-lasting confrontation. One against many. And yet, the family have no idea of the confrontation. And yet, the investigation proceeds, and the fact still remains that there is none other information other than what has been given. And out of nowhere comes up with something that do not exist. When the family was reaching out to the governor, Edwards of Louisiana, who has been a voice and a champion voice for underdogs, which sparked his whole career. But don't take it lightly that he didn't have objectives way before, because he was prestiged into the Senate of Rome. Be a part of the Congress of Caesar. For his grandfather and his father were sheriffs, lawmen. His brother, sheriff, lawman. His other brother, chief of police. Lawman, brother-in-law, judge over the 21st Circuit of Juvenile Prison Pipeline. He started out champion for veterans. They liked the way he rose to the call of the need of the veterans, because he was observant. He was able to relate to, identify with, and was willing to adhere to the call of something he also felt so dear and near to, which also pushed him up through the House, through other committees, chairs, and champions, identifying the needs, the hurts, the hunger, feeding the hunger and the desires, you know, of constituents, of who he could relate to, up into becoming rooted, potential champion for governor, even. Shout out Vera. Which could be no other light than the other, no other could be no worse than David Duke. The next thing probably could be Vitter, David Vitter. But he beat him out, the Negro crack. Out, right, in between, left, confused, upside down, black, don't know how to vote, just vote, because the cheese was good when we got it. And man, that was some good cheese, Democrat cheese. They land milk and honey. Not a block of cheese and a can of beans. Not commodity. This governor was aware He was aware that it was a violent and a lengthy struggle between his officers that represented his state, and he was made aware directly by the head officer that represented his state. Now, the question is, how often do Kevin text you and tell you that somebody died and hit a Cree tree? Or do he text you every time somebody died in the state or they killed somebody? Do you get a text every time? How many other texts you done got that you can verify where he didn't text you and told you somebody else was unresponsive when the EMT came? And you not even have the audacity. Now, this didn't just come to you. Imagine if he was texting you this. Imagine who texted him. 9 times out of 10, we look at the message had to come to him.
And let's not forget the story. This goes back to the title, a ritual, because the only was after getting such a detailed, troubling text about somebody being violently beaten and dying at the hospital in the hands of the police, and the only thing that the governor responded was thanks. That's not something you say thanks to. You said thanks if you're grateful or you got some good news or, you know, not, oh, this is awful, what happened, you know, further info, but thanks. Like, basically, like, job well done. Like, you know, like, good job, guys. Like, thank you.
Right. And remember, mind you, and that concludes to the idea of what perhaps may have been before, because as it follows up, good morning, and for your information. See,
right.
This is from beyond. See, now this may have followed up from last night. See, this might be a text that we got, but this might not be the text that he got that morning.
Right.
Whatever that text might have been about. But this is on into something else. Because I ain't got it just for your information. Because this is for this evidence. This is something you might want to be aware about. So, you know, this ain't one of them things to your butt. And you're like, hey, Kevin, why you ain't let me know about this? You mean to tell me y'all that killed the black murderers, boy, you ain't tell me nothing? Nothing, dog? He text me, call me, or nothing? Yeah, but I ain't want to wake you up, man. It was kind of early. And it slipped my mind. He ain't want to be one of me. I already informed him. But to the family, none of this exists. Until over a year later. What it was, 2020? Then 2020 came. And they're sticking to it. 477 days they stuck to it. 477 days they stuck to it. You know what it's like to have a pocket full of candy and have somebody just have a little 2 pieces of candy and just be 99 boo boo and don't want to share one of their candies. And you just got the goodest, sweetest heart of all, but you just know you just got no cancer, make you and 4 or 5 kids sick, right? But they don't want to share. But you got the good. In any situation where you got the good, you these 407 days, these people lie. The family petitioned the governor, please. The family perhaps petitioned, even of course they could have had petition and reached out to anybody, redressed and grievance to anybody of power that could listen. See, now this is the time where you question Where is that good barbecue chicken that them congressmen was passing out? This is when they get to running and hiding and sitting on your hands, hoping you don't call them out. Okay. This is when they hope you don't call them out. This is when they get to running and not doing what they said or vowed or portrayed that they would do that led the people to the polls, which ultimately gave them hope in nothing. That would fail them year after year, and they would sell that prostitute that same idea of a vote to their children until they become slaves to the same systems that pacify their death and crucify their flesh in the streets of a nation that our blood has already cried out for far too long. 477 days they lied to his mother as he stood up there two weeks ago and said he can imagine how a mother, you couldn't imagine when you had this text to reach out to the mother or to reach out and start saying some of the things you said 2-3 days ago. This was already made known. Then you was made known that it was made known. And then you want to stand and say something. When you had the opportunity, when the new Black Panther Party or when the family or many other organizations from within the state, the village, the three, the others that stood up before your attorney general, that stood up before the very place where you sacredly lay yourself and your beloved family that you call a mansion that represents this great state, and petition and redress to you beyond paperwork in a loud chanting voice as the people were chanting down Jericho. They were chanting out, please hear our cry, good governor of this grace, at least look into, investigate. But it took capital, and it always takes capital in a capitalist society that is being controlled and governed by imperialists, imperialist government. If you do not have the resources or the support to push the issue, it is no issue. But for those who are long-winded in the spirit of revolution, because it takes a revolutionary type of spirit to be willing to fight just to get it to the ends means, and especially not to sell down or sell out, because it takes a whole bunch more than money at this point. It takes a whole bunch more than an officer just going to jail. Because when Alton Sturlington was dying and we was grieving to the same governor, and the state of Louisiana took over and did the same devilish ritual that they have always done. Listen, the governor got a text. Kevin wasn't there. Kevin got a text. That's right. He got a text. He got a text. Somebody else probably got a text. A few other people got a text. But the main thing about it was text worthy. They all consider it.
It was text worthy to the governor.
Exactly.
It was text-worthy that you had to contact the governor.
All the way up. It was text-worthy all the way up to the very highest bedroom in the state. Finest bedroom in the state. It was text to the phone that trafficked some of the most intelligent contacts in the state. It was sent them. And the thing about it was, which of these officers' integrity that the doctor had to say, hold on, wait a minute, something wrong. who supervisor said, wait a minute, okay, he died from this, that, because the report simply was he died from, the report was not that it was a violent struggle. There was no point other than the report that concluded any type of violent struggle for any length of time, less than a lengthy struggle, to where he was non-responsive shortly, allegedly, shortly before the EMT arrived. I mean, he was already gone, but probably was gone before the call. 5 minutes before the call is hard to tell. 10 minutes before the call is hard to tell. Okay, stop playing now. That's it. But some of the body camera that they said did not exist proves that there was quite a few officers out there. And there's also other body camera footage. But this is body camera for 477 days that they said did not exist. At no point of the law up to the government that anyone under the color code of law who have all vowed in office, there was only one person of integrity in office that has been made known public that had the audacity but lacked the authority to address the seriousness of what had transpired or was transpiring throughout the state capitol and the state police. And he himself was not even there when it took place. But he was made aware of from those who had saw the text and were sending other texts and communicating via that situation. And he described their behavior to what they were texting and knew and understood and described, and the way they mocked it was detestable. And he saw the need to try to address it, and no one he addressed it to did anything other than hushed him and pushed him to the side until he pushed it where he needed to push it, and he was reprimanded and suspended for 2 weeks. And then was informed after he was suspended that he probably would be fired before he could come back. And the only thing is, he was pointing out how officers was laughing about some of the things that was taking place on the video. You know? Now, to be honest with you, you can see video. They show you some initial video. You can see it now. You can see where, if it was a lengthy video, you can see the initial approach. They don't show you the length of the videos throughout. They just show you, they can show you the initial approach. They show you when he first saw, oh, look at the language. As I say, you know how he approaches. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck down. Get the fuck back up. Look at me. Don't look at me. What the fuck wrong with you? Turn around in circles and get the fuck out. Scream. You know, this is how they approach him. And this is how they approach him. And the way he responded, because they didn't ran him off the road. They got him. He know they got him. He hoping they don't beat the hell out of him. But he know they got him now. But they get open the door from the passenger side with the weapon drawn. He replied, please, officer, please, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was scared. I was scared. And as you can hear in the communications of the brother's voice, he was intimidated at that time. Like, most of us get intimidated just by getting pulled over for nothing at all. You know, like you, like I said, you could tell, like, sometimes they just automatically have that attitude. Like, I wish the motherfucker would. I wish you would. Like, they just on go for you to do anything for any reason. And it's like a nerve, period, just to be dealing with them. And that's not the vibe you get from a fireman. You know, everybody like the fireman. Ain't nobody got nothing against no fireman. You know, firemen are like real heroes. they really, really save lives. You know, they really do shit to put their life, they really put their life on the line. You motherfuckers dress up like RoboCop. You know, over artillerized just to go blow up a goddamn ant mound. It don't take all that. You put some gas on it or something, be done with it. The governor was aware. So here we are. Somebody sent a text. And in the video from the body camera, they dragged the brother out. They immediately put him in handcuffs. In one angle, some video, you can see one officer immediately started punching him in the rear at least three times while he's handcuffed. Bam. 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 Other parts, you can see where he's sitting up and his face is just all bloody. Various officers talking about how they got blood all over them. You can see in some incidents where he was handcuffed, my hands behind his back, and he hog tied right behind his ankles, and they dragging him face down. You can see in some videos where he was on his front end and beat him to a pulp so bad he tried to turn over perhaps on his side to breathe. And it's a trick to always put you halfway down there under the car, either by the hot ass motor or by the, you know, either under the, or by the rear, by the muffler. You know, they have some reason to put you down there on your stomach where you can't already breathe. I can't breathe. You can't hardly get oxygen. It's natural for one, once they put you in handcuffs, to initially put you on your side or sit you up so the proper restriction of air can flow. Under no circumstances should you still be laid on your side. But they'll do shit to keep them there just to beat you. And they know this, but there was no checking. And in cameras, you can see John Clary. He's a division elf. He was on the scene. He had not been disciplined or reprimanded. He was there. He was there. He was there. Chris Hollingsworth, he's the one that made the governor allegedly claim that he was aware of the name. Because if you heard what he said recently, he said he did not know of Ronald Green. But he did knew of the text at the time he mentioned that he knew that there was somebody with the car accident, and this, but he didn't know that that was Ronald until 2000. Now, allegedly, the reason he knew in 2000 is because after certain videos that did not exist, after 477 days, was pulled out of Jesus' tomb. Because that's the only way it can come from if they did not exist. After 477 days, they did not exist. But yet still, here they come. Now they exist all of a sudden. And they show a lot. They show an altercation taking place, a violent altercation of a black motorist getting beat into a pulp viciously. Brother is begging.
Being tortured.
Brother was begging. No, the brother was crying. He was crying. He was crying to the Lord. He was crying to his mother. He was crying that if he could have had a car that could have went a little bit more faster, he would have got away. Crying like an animal being tied down with absolutely no help that can intervene from nowhere in the world. It's like nothing in the universe can intervene and stop these devils from what they finna or what they trying to do to me. So he say, please, I'm your brother. Please. Have you ever been in a situation and just thought this might be one of the situations you ain't going to make it out of? You just were about to break down. Yeah, please. And this is one of those situations that just wasn't, you hope just take me to jail, man. Or whenever you get these 2, 3, 4 licks or whatever, I hope you just be done. But they wasn't going to be done. It wasn't going to stop. You didn't stop, they say. Nigga, you didn't stop. And they beat him. And they beat him. And they kept beating him. And they beat him without any liberty. And they beat him without any care. And they beat him without any regards or any regrets. And they just kept beating him. And they ain't give a damn because they knew. Because nothing or nobody hold them accountable. So they just kept on beating them because they were free to beat the shit out of anybody they wanted to. And they had John Clary right there, the lieutenant, the overseer. It was just a crash. And they write them all off, and they got the leeway to create these type of miscellaneous situations and write it off, and we have to go with it with no true oversight. The way he draw the weapon, or he looked like he was reaching for something, or he did this, or they done that. And there's always some new law to protect the violators, the human intruders. This is a true intrusion on your liberty. The police state. A state that has no place for the black man or woman nowhere on this planet. This man knew, and he got up here in his blasphemy and say no mother should have to go through this. And not to mention how many people she probably had to try to get through or get to just to try to get something to you. How many lies she was told, or we'll do this, or we'll see this, or we'll try this. Or just to get this, all just to get him to sit up and fabricate some felonious. I can relate to what any mother, when the mother have probably written you, the sister, brother, uncle, fathers, may have friends, supporters, have written you, stood outside of your capital, chanted and sang and praised and begged you. Just as they did with Alton Sterling, and just as gruesome and gross as it was, as much of that you took control of and the federal government took control of, you still swept the rest up under the blanket because of fear of what may happen, of an outcome of the people. So you disregard so much because you don't want to serve the outcome from the people, and you distrust this from any grand jury so that it can't be an indictment. If you get rid of all the facts, because certain facts are cause of revolt. So they hide and they sugarcoat it. And so he come out and say in 2020, he acknowledged that Ronald Green's situation and his name. And he can relate to that. But he said he knew nothing about any violence. But it's right there in the text that you didn't address that point when you tried to address the fact that, okay, it was a text and I knew about it, let's say, a day or so later. But that don't mean anything. I didn't know that was Ronald Green at the time. Of course you didn't know, but you knew it was a situation that should have been looked into because you wouldn't have got a text. The officer that was working, John Clary, who was there, or his supreme officer, No one decided to say, okay, it was a death. So I did everybody bring your asses. Let me see them body cams. And every last one of them better be on or your ass is going home without pay. And you can bet that. And if anything looks fishy, your ass going to pay for it. Because we ain't got time for that shit on my clock. Any respectful professional. We ain't going to be doing this shit. Not today, not tonight. We ain't got time for this. We ain't got time for this. I need to see them body cams. But evidently they did see, because everybody said they didn't exist. And once it was revealed that they did exist, well, the only thing they really said was they don't supposed to exist. They weren't supposed to be out. We should have these. It's not legitimate. They say, technically, it's a premature public release of investigative files and video evidence in this case is not authorized and undermines the investigation process and compromises fair and impartial outcome. So they saying the video of them beating the living flesh off of our dear brother was not supposed to come out, and it's a violation, and it could interfere with the proceedings of a fair. But for 477 days, y'all ass was saying that there wasn't even no video. And now we see a video where we see somebody ass should have been locked up. Matter of fact, like they say, what the what? No, not only is it a video, but see, somebody should be locked up. We knew that from the beginning. When they looked at his flesh, when they looked at the doctor's report, they knew that then. Oh, but now it's a video. And y'all been saying for 477 days it ain't no video. So now the governor, like, we like, oh, hey, Mr. Governor, what you got to say now? Well, yeah, it's a situation, but we're going to let them deal with such and such and such and such, such. Okay, so now we get a text to find out that you knew about it the day after it happened when they was lying about it. So it's been cover up.
Let's not forget how many demonstrations that we had outside the governor's mansion since the pictures came out. Remember, we got the pictures in 2020 when the man tried the first demonstration.
Exactly.
He tried to sneak out.
That's
before
what I'm saying,
the video,
the
pictures came out.
The people that tried
and
to do
until
everything.
Until he got busted with his tick. When his tick came out, this is how it would do. It's so much more to this tick, as you've been saying, because now this tick came out, all of a sudden he want to jump up and do a 55-minute press conference and try to say how he met with the Black Caucus and how this is racist. But we still got before the people and lied and said it wasn't a cover-up. You used all the buzzwords. This was racist. It wouldn't have happened if he was a white man. In a 55-minute video press conference and still tried to protect the pigs by saying it wasn't a cover-up. Real quickly, let me see if he's still here. One of our brothers had patiently had his hand up. I believe it's our brother out of Atlanta, Brother Abdul, but the switchboard is the switchboard was acting up. Let me see if I can get his comment before you address that part. Black Power, brother. Brother Abdul. Brother Abdul, your mic is open. It might not be Brother Abdul. It's another call out of Atlanta. I thought that was Brother Abdul. Atlanta, your mic is open. Okay, they might be on mute. Come off mute. Your hand been up for a minute. All right, as you were, Brother Mama. Can you hear me? Mama? You still here? I hope y'all can hear me. I hope you guys can hear me. Let me see what's going on with this switchboard. As I was saying before I was trying to get the brother in, this text came out. The brother, the governor runs and does this. Okay, there you go, there you go. I don't know what happened with the brother's mic. I couldn't open up his mic. 404 area code, but we're not hearing anything, so I'm going to go ahead and close it back and pass it back to you. Is it political motivation? Oh, could it be the text and came out and everybody's questioning you? You know, now that we know that you knew the day of, you know, I believe, and I said it at the press conference we did, what was that, Thursday just passed, that the governor needs to be impeached, just plain and simple. He's not going to resign, so he needs to be impeached. That's just right. The way it is at this moment.
It's an obvious cover-up, a bluntly cover-up, and he was indicated because he was made aware of information which later led to a major cover-up in which he had been petitioned, he had been redressed by the public, by assembly, and he has also refused to even dib or dab until it became made aware that it was a cover-up, and then it became made aware that he was aware of the situation, the Watergate. So this becomes a sensitive. So like I say, we're dealing with violations of color code. We're dealing with, this is going in, not just that, this is beyond just, this is male seasons in office.
Now for people who don't know violations of color code, what
this
exactly for people who don't know, what do you mean by violations of color code for people who don't know?
Well, violation of color code is civil service. Once, like they say, the color code will be like the boys in blue or the blue line, right? It's a color code of laws of ethics in which law enforcement and law body officials are supposed to adhere to. You see what I'm saying? It's like rules and regulations, the do's and don'ts of an official. You know what I'm saying? Aggravated disobedience and saying malfeasance in office and aggravated malfeasance in office and things of that nature. And this is what's taking place. Malfeasance in office, but beyond that, these become felony and criminal offenses because you're also aiding and abetting in what it appeared to be distorting evidence. You distort, like if we were individuals, if you had a blunt in your car, place where it was illegal to have a blunt, and you got pulled over by the police, and you tried to hide that blunt, to get rid of or dispose of it, and they can prove that you tried to dispose of it, they can hit you with a felony. Because you're trying to chew it up, but you ain't chewing it up quick enough. And it's still in your mouth, and they told you to spit it out, and you spit it out. And they got it in their hand, and they got the evidence, and they could prove you tried to get rid of it, and you had a nigga charge you with a felony. And it's the same thing when you have the states that operate in the same courthouse as a cult. When they turn a blind eye to justice. Like I say, this man has championed the cause of various campaigns and segments of people. Thing about it is, he had no true relationship to you, Afrocentric people in America that live in the hills of states of Louisiana. This governor has no true relationship to you. He's not a champion for you. If it had been a veteran and he had got that text, he would have been more in tune. Had it been a Mandarin citizen, oh, he would have been more in tune. Had it been any of his family members, he would have been more in tune. But as I say, he come from a background of officers of the law. Father, grandfather, his brother is the sheriff. His other brother is the chief. His family's all in the law office. It had been this way even when he was coming up, going through school as valedictorian and other decorated officers. He didn't practice law in the local area because his brother was sheriff, because of the issue of the conflict of interest. And it was politics. It was just for him to go in and do what he was doing. But he is not a champion for you. He's a good politician. He knows that you're a certain percentage of the state, so of course he's going to try to bust it open and give you another district. That's going to still help him. That's just politics. Because he wants you good Negro peen. But he should be impeached. And everyone down the ladder, starting with the main officers that was there and involved, each one of those body cameras, so who are the body cameras for? What is the purpose of the body camera? It's not there to support the public. It's not there to give us a better sense of security. Yeah, we're dealing with terrorism when we're dealing with the police department. Look at the mannerism. You know, ain't no real gentleman in the damn police department. No beavers and buttheads. Bunch of dickheads. Assholes. They may have a good casual, a few casual good people. They may just have a job, a few good jobs, just working where they're working. But the basis of it is based on being a dickhead. Quotas. You got to harass the common people. You ain't making your quotas. You ain't being a good officer. You ain't roll enough tickets. You ain't arrest enough people. The dirtiest narcotic agents are pushing the most drugs in the streets. Facts. They know what they know. There's no way in the books that this man is related to a sheriff and a chief of police and his father being a sheriff and grandfather being a sheriff all the way back to the ending of the Reconstruction period, which ended in Louisiana, and not have nephews and son-in-laws and all this other type of stuff that state troopers. So it's always credibility to the officer. But this is a ritual. This is nothing new. This is a ritual. A diabolical, twisted ritual thrives on black flesh. It's a system that gets its energy from the destruction of black lives. the black officer who state trooper who was terminated, recalling hearing senior officers referring to how they was jumping and stomping on his chest. He was already on his chest coughing up blood and had one officer jumping on his back. And they were laughing and talking about it. And he said it made him sick. Thing is, like I said, they terminated this brother for hearing other officers laughing and joking and talking about this like it's okay. And he was a senior officer. But the killer thing is, he heard them saying these things in the governor's mansion, in the Capitol. Is where they was at when they were saying it, when he heard it. As it was a joke and something funny, and yet he the one end up getting penalized. When the rest of them is down with sweeping it under the curtains. Amazing as it can be, as strange as it sounds. This is not Louisiana politics. This is the United Snakes of America politics. This is colonial politics. This is Great Britain politics. French politics. Portuguese. Portugal. This is their politics. This is the dynamics of maintaining control, destroying productive blacks as they did during the Reconstruction period. They run them off or killed as many as they could. They promote the Sambo, the ones that want to shuck and jive and tap dance and laugh at their nigger jokes. This is not convenient for us, so we had nothing else to fear. There's no fear in facing the fact. No knock raids should be outlawed. You shouldn't be able to do it. Not no foreign country. Not no military raid. Shouldn't be performed on civilians to the point where consistently black people are losing their lives. Time for us to unwind and realize and not take too much more time to realize this, that we must have our own. Look at Whoopi Goldberg. What'd she say? Cause wasn't about racism. And oh shit, look at what happened. You can't say that. Matter of fact, don't say nothing about Israel. Talking about Israel, like when old folks say, if you don't say nothing good, don't say nothing now. They must have been talking about just Israel. And as Semitic as 90% of us black people are in America, how could they ever cast down on us for anything we say, for their 12 years of suffering, who survived that torment, went through it and survived it in their lifetime?
We are the Semitic. We are the comedic. We are all of the above.
We are the original people. These are the Kaisers. These are the people in Revelation chapter 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 where it tells you in the last days those who claim to be Jews will not be Jews but the synagogue of Satan. See, these are the Jews of Revelation. You are the Hebrews of the Old Testament. We are the original people.
And that's definitely goes to why America has been brutalizing our people and trying to constantly terrorize us. They're constantly trying to exterminate us, but we're not going to be defeated by the devil. And all of their shenanigans and blue, blue, blues and wickedness and lies and deceit and false information and police terrorism, police murder, government corruption, medical apartheid, you name it, up until their last little trick bag with this biological weapon. It's too many of our people that see, but unfortunately it's too many of our people that are not only deaf, dumb, and blind, but we got a significant amount that have consciously and purposely decided to be sellout. But we're not going to, you know, spend too much energy on those weak links. We're going to focus our energies on connecting with the brothers and sisters of like mind who are not subjected to or weak-hearted or foul enough to be a part of those who are clearly our open enemies. And with that being said, Brother Mama, let's see if we can get some closing statements so we can wrap this show up for tonight. It was a very, very powerful show. Very powerful show. A lot of information was laid out. And we want to thank each and every last one of you who have been listening tonight. We encourage you to share this broadcast and any of the other broadcasts that you go on to blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. And you will see that we have well over 1,000 episodes. Well over 1,000 episodes. In fact, we reached our 1,000th episode on the 29th of January. So we have a lot of information within the next few days. We will be combining this radio broadcast with our podcast. That's right. We're going live across multiple platforms, so stand by as you will hear the announcements within the next couple of days. I personally want to thank our national spokesman, Brother Mau Mau, for constantly bringing us the pure, uncut truth from a perspective of a revolutionary. That is the therapy, that is the prescription, that is what is needed in this day and time for the brothers to step up when they're constantly under attack, constantly being marginalized and attempted in the system, media, and all these organizations attempt to try to emasculate, but to have our brothers, but to have non-compromising, solid, straight brothers who represent family, who represent kingness, godness, original people, is very much appreciated. And definitely, as the national chair in this National Central Committee, it is not only an honor, but it's a privilege to serve with you as a comrade, and to have you as our national spokesman, Black Power King, Black Power, and to everyone who supports this broadcast and is consistently calling in and listening online, we thank you, and Black Power salute. And be sure to keep continuing to support us at www.mbpp.org. And with that being said, I'm going to sign off on my own and allow our national folks from League Mama do his closing statement. Black Power.
Black Power, Queen. Again, saluting. We appreciate you for the beautiful word. And as always, we appreciate you for your encouragement to keep the fight going, to encourage us to continue to keep fighting. And likewise, I continue to encourage the community, the people, likewise, Black Power, to always promote and propagate for self
and be encouraged to keep pushing forward. Sometimes we'll find incidents and situations to where we're pushing and fighting, and we might find naysayers, and you might find fair weather soldiers, and you may find some who you may find not to be of good or true intent. But nevertheless, remember what your journey is about and why we strive and why we fight, so that you won't be sidelined, you know what I'm saying, and pay attention to the road signs as you travel, you know, because a lot of times they'll be there. And we just have to stay focused on the road to make sure we don't get sidetracked and keep it focused. And with that in mind, I'd like to let you know that being free ain't free. Black Power salute. One love, Black Nation. Black Power.